All right, and podcast audio recording and testing and turn it up. All right, good. Okay, and there is no Facebook Live video for this one. Had no time to set up for video. And also the child is using the laptop that we would use for video anyway. And so let's just get right down to the audio program.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Fucking white boy. See how he sold my shit up? Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Negro.
Cooling at a party. No better yet, disco. Head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To cross your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Set 1-2. Don't try to come off for me. Because you do do. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're living foul. MCs, you know who you are. On the bandwagon, YZ, cause you a star. This is a year when the jokers are wild. When the fag can hack it and try to write your style. I get hip to the scheme before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm.
This show is so reverse racist. This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show. Murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give. It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com, the black podcast. Still want to call it Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. Such a dope name, I really liked it, but fuck it, it's the black podcast with Wine Cellar Media, iTunes, Stitcher, 5-star review, other ways of access, Last FM, TuneIn Radio, Pod Kicker, Google Play. I keep forgetting to try to put it in Spotify. I think that would be interesting to see. I've heard Spotify holds RSS feeds, which would be a fair deal. And one of the homie locos from way over on another part of the planet just signed up for the Patreon. That's Lydia Terry. Just signed up for the Patreon. Outstanding.
Thank you.
I need that shit. Dadgummit. All right, so Kellyanne Conway is a white feminist. She showed dadgum it is. But that is a verifiable fact.
It is, but you know, we really need to start like framing it that way too. Be like, oh, you down with white feminism? So how you feel about Tomi Lauren and Kellyanne Conway, because they're white feminists too.
Yeah, same. I mean, they did come with that bullshit, like after Donald Trump did the whole bleeding out of her whatever and all that business. They were like, you gotta stand up for Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
No. Like, I mean, Megyn Kelly can fucking can wait for Jesus, because yeah. Jesus was a white man too.
So like, was Santa Claus.
Neither of them existed. And both fictional characters were brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. There's all you have to stand up for these. Like, when you stand up for Megyn Kelly or Kellyanne Conway or Tomi Lauren, when something goes wrong, that means you're also standing up for them when they're doing wrong. So, thank you. I notice. Fuck all y'all.
And, you know, I was trying to figure things out, and I was like, all right, how can I kind of expand the program so it's not too much of an echo chamber, so I'm not too much of a mansplainer? And so I put out some more content, tried some new things, and the listenership widened down to even tighter between 35 to 44 years old, and the like woman to male ratio went from 71% to 81%. So, all right, I've expanded. 81%.
Well, women are usually right first.
Yeah.
The dudes will come along eventually.
Yeah, and I know there's some. And I was thinking, I was like, fuck, there's less people listening to the podcast. But then again, I've been doing the Facebook Live, which means that when I do the podcast, I gotta remember to link it to Facebook so that folks that, like, if they were waiting for the Facebook Live, they can know that content is still there. Mm-hmm. Alright, so I better go over to WineCellarMedia.com. That's where you should go. Because Wine Cellar Media, you got the news stories, which our news stories are just straight from, like, journalist posts. And then we add the commentary when we record on them. And then to the right side of it, you have the widgets. One widget is this podcast. So, like, you can go to the website and see, is there a new podcast? You scroll down, did Phoenix Cleeter tweet some shit? Did William put some funny pictures up? Where the fuck is the SoundCloud widget? Holy shit, my SoundCloud widget done disappeared. Alright, so I need to get that. Or I might have it on the Social Dissonance blog page. Because I changed up how that page is a wee bitty bit. Right? Like socialdissonance.wordpress.com. You can go there and, right? The Facebook page is linked up there. Haha, I made fun of Rachel Dolezal.
Everybody should make fun of Rachel Dolezal.
All her headlines look like memes. Shit is ridiculous. Okay, yeah, so I need to fucking, I need to fix that shit because the SoundCloud is missing and I have all those new raps up there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, that's a fair deal.
Which, you know, was nice on Twitter. Leslie Mack had a thread about black podcasters, so I got to link everything up in there. You know, get a few clicks, spread it around a little bit.
And then was it this Wednesday next week that you're doing an interview for an internet job?
This Wednesday.
All right, yeah, so this coming Wednesday, Phoenix Cleaver is going to interview for an internet job. What's the individual's name?
I believe it is pronounced Ijeoma.
Ijeoma.
Which, as most people, if you don't know the name, that is the black woman feminist who writes for The Establishment.
Olu Ijeoma?
I believe Alohu is her last name.
Alohu. Man, I am too Americanized. I can't remember that there.
So yeah, very excited. Also very nervous. Very, very nervous. So yeah. We'll see what happens.
Shit, man. Now, What the hell? I don't have any,
Uh-oh.
What do I have here? Alright, so, fucking United Airlines, they think that children's clothes is too dadgum sexified. Did you know that there? Did you know that children's clothes is too sexified?
I mean, I try not to think of children in sexual terms, so I don't really have that problem.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm an adult.
You just being uptight, man. Just
who
being
the fuck
up-
are you, Cenk Unger now?
And never forget that shit. Like, I never see. I always think of these posts, and then I fucking got to go to work and shit, and then I get off work, and I'm like, ah, I'm hungry, and fucking. So I never make these damn posts. But like after the Milo shit died down, I wanted to make a post to be like, don't forget, Cenk Unger thinks the age of consent should be 14.
Yeah, that's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, Cenk Unger or the Young Turks. You know, it's kind of like with Scotty Reed, where it's like, man, just stick to talking about politics and policy that other people are doing and stay out of society and culture shit.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you get into society and culture shit and you're way too much of, like, Cenk Unger, he's way too much of a New Jersey dude, bro. Like, that's what he is. He is such the fucking New Jersey guy stereotype. And Scotty Reed's, he's a black conservative. Like, just because he fucking talks about what Republicans are doing, he's a fucking conservative. He just doesn't like white supremacy. He wants white supremacy out of the way so he can have a conservative black society.
Yeah. Which I think is a lot of black people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of black people are fucking conservative. Wait, is this an image of the actual person?
No, this is... I picked that image out because that is actually a tweet from United to promote their airline. And that's from a few months ago. And then they literally didn't let people on the plane for wearing that basic outfit.
So United, they promote their airline with a see-through t-shirt and the sort of elastic-style pant.
Yoga pants.
There's no such thing as yoga pants. That's just... everybody has been motherfuck duped. I don't think
it's that people have been duped. It's just that because it's now a colloquial thing, when you say yoga pants, people know what you mean.
I gotta come up with some shit, man. Like, these are walking pants. You're not walking if you ain't walking in these pants.
Technically, aren't they athletic gear? Like, athletic wear pants?
They're just spandex. They're just spandex.
Maybe nobody wants to remember the 80s and 90s where spandex meant, like, bright neon colors in leg warmers or something.
They're spandex. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm coming out with walking pants. You're not walking if you ain't walking in these pants.
Whew.
I tell you what. What else? Fucking, I don't know, vacuuming shirt?
Vacuuming shirt and walking pants.
Yeah.
To go with your smoking jacket.
You ain't smoking if you ain't smoking in this jacket. Endorsement, Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
You ain't smoking in this jacket.
That's actually what he should do. He should make an entire fucking jacket line. Smoking jackets.
I wish he would have followed through with this threat when he was talking about niggas say he don't know how to do business. He said, I'll come out with Snoop to grill so you can barbecue like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I would have bought one too.
A Snoop to grill, especially if he shapes it like a car.
Shit, I fucking would have bought one. I would have bought one.
A fucking Snoop to grill so you can barbecue like Snoop Dogg. Ah, fucking, after a traveler tweeted about girls being barred from the Minneapolis-bound flight for wearing, spandex, United Airlines tried but failed to explain the decision to ban the young passengers. After the airline pointed, to its rules for general customers... which allows United to refuse transportation, quote, for passengers who are barefoot or not properly clothed. Oh, that's very specific. But Twitter users noted there's nothing there making clear that spandex or anything else in particular are not proper. They keep using the word leggings. Stop trying to fool me. United Airlines then reversed course and revealed that two young girls who were turned away from the flight were past travelers. The fuck is that? That sounds like a class-based slur. Like, honey, don't give money to that past traveler.
No,
get a job, you past traveler.
No, past travelers are the people who, like, when you have family who works at the airline and they can get you tickets for free and stuff, that is a past traveler. And they apparently have different rules than regular travelers because their relatives work for the corporation.
Yeah, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were both very successful, but their brothers were past travelers. I'm keeping it as a classist slur. Fucking past travelers.
Obama's brother is a hot mess, too. Do you see him trying to bring up the birtherism again? He was tweeting at Donald Trump a couple weeks ago trying to revamp the birtherism. No, that nigga was born here with me in Kenya.
At the same time?
Well, not at the same time, but you know.
I hope he didn't say with me.
And then he allegedly put up a picture of Obama's real birth certificate that says he was born in Africa.
Silly. Silly children. Alright, let me take a... Quit showing me that computer. Alright. Just making sure that my voice is sitting over the beat. Because that Janet Jackson beat fucking comes in hot. That one's fucking louder than the other ones. Alright, so fucking... They reversed, past travelers, relatives of United employees who fly for free on discount, but also with certain expectations. Among those expectations, no, quote, form-fitting, end quote. In the article, this is not me, spandex pants.
And I believe they pulled that directly from the... United website or code of conduct or what the fuck ever. So United calls it spandex.
And they say, like for most companies, we have a dress code that we ask employees and past riders to follow. As a quote from United spokesman Jonathan Guerin in a media statement, continuing the quote, the passengers this morning were United pass riders and not in compliance with our dress code for company benefit travel. We regularly remind our employees that when they place a family member or friend on a flight for free as a standby passenger, they need to follow our dress code. To our regular customers, your spandex are welcome. Woo, that is a fucking man-gazing thing to say to you other ladies, though. I tell you, hoot.
I just don't understand, though, honestly, what is the fucking difference? Because it's not like when you're on the flight, you don't know, be like, oh, that's the pilot's niece. I don't know, that's just some chick on the plane. You don't know who she is. So what the fuck does it matter if they wear spandex or not?
See, and for me, again, man, I'm one of those I can dig it progressive. I see, I'm on the airplane, you getting on the airplane, I'm like, oh shit, so you're gonna take this risk with me? Hey, fist bump, let's go. Let's die together, nigga, let's party. Fucking, like, we're gonna go up in the sky in this fucking soda can with a fucking lawnmower motor on it. Let's rock the fuck out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I can dig it progressive. You got on your fucking goofy-ass spandex? Well, fuck it. Maybe, hey, are they flame retardant? quote. Oh, wait, already said that. All right, American Airlines outlaws. Ooh, outlaws. Okay. Leggings, workout clothes, as well as beach clothing, mini skirts, short shorts, attire with offensive graphics, and even shorts and t-shirts for past travelers.
Yeah, it still doesn't make sense to me.
It's not supposed to. That's some shit that somebody made up because their job was becoming increasingly irrelevant. So they were like, I need to make up rules for past travelers and present it at the next board meeting. Ugh. So that they won't fucking lay me off. I guarantee it's somebody who's like the fucking, their job is probably like a director of leisurely travel. Like, that's their fucking...
I want that job. Right? I could do that job.
Fucking job title they made up in 2007, and that fucker's been clinging to that shit since. Ah, fucking, there was also the question of why any gate agent saw little girls in leggings as reason enough to keep them from flying. Quote, "I'd be interested in knowing how often they do this for little boys," end quote, from a person named Shannon Watts in the New York Daily News.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fucking, the black, fucking pants thing... like, when I moved to Florida, like, I noticed that coming, like, within a few months. It was 2004. I don't know what was going on before then. Before then, I was in Washington State just trying to sell CDs and fucking and see if I could find another forklift job. I wasn't really paying attention to shit that much. And then I go down to Florida, start working in a restaurant. And, you know, restaurant, typical thing. Fucking, you wear your fucking, your black pants and you wear the whatever the company shirt is. And you wear the fucking, if there's a hat, the company hat and the fucking apron. And, like, within a few months, like, almost all of the women that worked there at one time, except for the homie Lil Vega, like, all of them fucking, just started wearing stretch pants as the pants. And it's just like, alright, wear stretch pants as the pants. I mean, also, it's a restaurant, Skin and Grin, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, So, like, and that's just been, and that was 2004, and I really haven't seen that shit change. Like I had stayed in that business, bouncing around at, like, different job positions, but stayed in that business, and that's just what folks continue to wear. And you'd see, like, different kinds, like, they would probably, like, put, like, a different design on it or something, or, like, throw, like, faux pockets or real pockets on them, you know, or, like, make them look like they're jeans, but they're still, like, clearly elastic pants.
Yeah.
But they're fucking, like, that just, that became the deal. And, like, the only people that didn't wear them were, people, like, in, like, middle management. Like, once you got to middle management, it was like, get a pair of fucking slacks. You know, like, once you got to middle management, they, you know, they basically Kellyanne Conway'd you.
Yeah.
Which, I tell you, Kellyanne Conway, I mean, when you think about it, lean in, right?
Feminism.
Lean in. Be successful. Be like the men. Right? Like, Kellyanne Conway, folks can't really pin it down, but she's a McMillionaire. Like, before this whole Trump shit. Mm-hmm. Kellyanne Conway been getting that man money.
Well, yeah, I think both her and her husband were, like, corporate attorneys or something.
I don't know about her her legal hustle background. I only know about shit after 1994.
Okay.
Yeah, but he is and he's like seeking like some like a new job, like a government lawyer job. But like right now, he's with like a private firm that handles federal cases.
I had heard Kellyanne is going to get him hired in the Trump administration. He was being vetted. Allegedly. I don't think they actually fucking vet people, but he's being vetted for a position within the administration.
Right. And then, I mean, what a great hustle, right? So, like, fucking in the 90s, she starts a polling firm. And then why not work for a fucking loudmouth candidate while you own a polling firm?
Yeah.
It's a fucking great hustle. She got over fucking $2 million off of that shit. Right, and I don't say, you know what, I actually like that they don't say his name. They're kind of treating him, oh fuck, I saw his name.
I saw his name.
Fucking, it's Jorge, and it's the anglified version of Jorge, alright, but
it's George, like the monkey.
Fucking monkeys. And oh, damn, he's been with that fucking, he's been with that law firm since 1988.
Damn.
And he's called a $1 million a year partner, which I guess that just means he makes them multi-millions a year, because, you know, downplay it. You don't want to get yourself robbed. It's like, I remember when fucking, again, back to tangent, back to working in the restaurant, I used to hate after a really busy period, and somebody like Glass Claws would fucking walk over and check the numbers and say all loud and shit, damn, that was a $850 hour. Oh, thanks for telling all the customers how much cash is in the register. You didn't drop any of that shit in the safe, you fuck. Just tell everybody what we got. You're like, someone's like, oh, I need to pay rent.
You know, we had someone who did that, and they just straight up stole the deposit at the end of the shift. Yeah, they were like, oh, I got mugged. And I was like, I don't think you did, but we can't disprove it. So, okay.
That jack-knuckled fuckstick I talked about before, Joe Finazzo, the one that got hired, got two sexual harassments, got promoted, got two sexual harassments, and then didn't get fired until he got caught stealing money from the register. And something else that motherfucker did, his first year in, after, like, his promotion, so he's, like, a general manager of a location, and Thanksgiving? Kind of a big customer service day there. And and this motherfucker didn't take the deposit in. He just left that shit in there through Black Friday, through Saturday, and then of course the banks closed Sunday, and then he didn't work Monday. And this was part of what made my biological sister, that was his assistant general manager, say, I need to fucking transfer, when she came in Tuesday or Wednesday, and all that fucking cash was still in there.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, Kellyanne Conway. And now this one, I look into this, because they say she was not born wealthy and was raised by a single mother, but it's like, yeah, but they leave out what the whatever the fuck her single mother's salary was.
Well, also, wealthy is, like, generic as fuck. Because you can become wealthy if you're born to somebody who's, like, solidly middle class and can pay for you to go to college. You can become wealthy. Like, that's not hard. Well, especially as a white woman.
Yeah, yeah, you're a yellow-headed white person, too. That's a fun factor. On Earth. And
and then also, I would point out, not born wealthy does not mean fucking poor. Middle class is not poor, okay?
No, middle class is the shit. Middle class is rich. Like, I look at middle class people, and I'm like, fuck, man, do you even feel pain? I bet you can buy that shit away. Like, you fucking right? Like, you hit your toe on the fucking dresser, and you just throw some money in the air, and it goes away.
I think my favorite thing, like, back before I got sick and I was middle class, is I could go to the fucking store and be like, I want to buy a salmon fillet. I'm gonna buy a fucking salmon fillet because I fucking can. That was the shit, man. That was the fucking shit.
Damn, I remember when I was almost there. And, you know what? I never really, like, did anything big. I think it was just the general vibe. Where it was just like, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care. And if somebody hit me up and they were like, let's go down to the thing and do the stuff. I'm just like, yeah, let's go down to the thing and do the stuff.
Yep. That was the shit, man.
Yeah, I still obsessively fucking checked my online banking. But that's just me being me. I check my online banking each account about twice a day, which is that's checking my online banking 6 times a day.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. But that's how you catch shit when shit goes funky, right? Like, that's how I caught that Comcast shit.
Oh, yeah. That was fucked up.
Yeah. But they reinstated it, and the banking institution put back what they tried to snag up, too, so it all came back to the backness. This is a heavy-duty tangent. This shit's gonna end up being the whole episode. Right, so essentially Kellyanne Conway is that fucking proper feminism. She did everything right. She fucking got in the man's game and became successful at it.
Yes. I can own my own plantation too. Look how well I'm running it.
And then she became a public face and it got hilarious. Mm. Now, she apparently did Cap'n Crunch cosplay at the inauguration.
Is that what that was? I thought that was like...
We're looking at it. Well,
that looks like a Tea Party slash Revolutionary War reenactment cosplay to me.
Tea Party Revolutionary War reenactment.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But then you know this... You know Lindsey Graham wants to go to that shit. I'm all about a Tea Party and Revolutionary War reenactments.
I think you'd be more of a Civil War reenactment guy myself.
No, that's played out. You know Lindsey Graham too fly for that shit. High fem niggas don't like shit that's played out.
Lindsey Graham.
High fems want new shit.
Lindsey Graham.
I know he country as hell.
Doesn't want to see some coonin' ass niggas in them gray uniforms.
At his age, he done seen that already. He's seen that stuff. That's boring. Ben did that. Did that shit in college. That's nothing. Woo! He wants new shit.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
Damn right. All right. Yeah, so she did that shit. And then people, you know, people got the clowning. They were like, what in the blue fuck? And Kellyanne Conway being a very smooth-talking person. Ooh. Yeah, well, yeah, you saw that? Yeah, her Cap'n Crunch cosplay was a $3,600 Gucci garment.
Gucci? Damn. All right.
Yes, Gucci. I'm quite familiar with the Gooch myself. They're very Gucci-anic.
You tried.
I'm a big fan.
Bless your heart.
I like the the Gucci myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a Palestinian brand, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Gucci is Italian.
That's where their distribution center is, yes. Wait. Jesus Christ. So she did an interview with the Hollywood Reporter. And folks were like, you know, and they were like, yo, so what the drilly with that, though? Like, folks was getting at you about your fucking your little wild-ass colors, B. You know what I'm saying? You stepped out there looking like you fucking got splashed in Legos, nigga. What's happening? Because that's how they talk at the Hollywood Reporter.
Everyone knows that.
And she said, I'm sorry to offend the black stretch pants women of America with a little color. Which is funny. When racist people use the word color, it's always awesome.
Oh, Kelly.
Right, and the thing is, like, so she just, like, and black, and the black stretch pants thing, right, like, hell, man, like, in the warehouse, like, since the weather's warmed up, a whole bunch of women started throwing those on, like, a lot of the women that work at the warehouse, man, like, it damn near looks like they're wearing a uniform.
I mean, like, I would just point out that, when it comes to black stretch pants, that it's, wealthier women who do yoga wear them. Poor women who work in restaurants wear them. Poor women who work in warehouses wear them. Poor women who work at gas stations and deli counters wear them. So essentially, when you break down all the different class points, that is Trump's entire voting base of women. Middle class and poor women.
And then you look at it, so the only one that thinks they're bad is you, because you were a multimillionaire before they were a thing.
Because you were a multimillionaire who could afford $3,000 Gucci outfits, nigga.
She was a multimillionaire when the Jerry Springer Show was wholesome. Look at some of those old clips. Whew. Jerry Springer Show used to be like fucking Family Matters. Yeah. It used to be a feel-good show where you like, I reunited with my father. Like, yeah. It was that shit. She was a multi... Think about 1994. Tupac was alive. And what? Like, about to go to prison. 1994, Snoop was still on his first album. You understand how fucking long ago 1994 was? Criss Cross's second album was out.
Wait, were you a Super Predator yet?
Yeah, I was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had just reached super predating age of predatory behavior.
I had just become a super predator.
You damn right. And I'm happy for it, man. I tell you, hood. Mm. Yeah, man. So, I mean, so basically, everybody is down with it except for the representation of white feminism, which is, she's not the only one, right?
She's not. But then I wonder too if that's like a Trump thing, because didn't Trump make a big deal about like the women have to wear dresses and heels?
I've fallen behind on this Trump shit.
I believe that was a thing about the White House, is that all the women who work in the White House are required to wear quote feminine clothing, so dresses and heels, like no Hillary pantsuits. No black leggings, no yoga pants, you know, that kind of thing, because Reasons. Very, very important reasons.
I did not know. Did he say that in an interview? Or did someone leak it?
Someone leaked it. Everything that comes out of the White House is fucking leaked. Nobody... It's a leak, even though it's actually fake news. Even though it's actually real news that someone leaked. But it's fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smell that. But it's fake news.
How can it be fake news if it's leaked?
Yeah, and then I was looking at this fucking Donald Glover pink toes. I don't understand it. I tried. I gave it a shot. I was like, I'm gonna look at this hair. Alright, what else Phoenix Collider has? Flint water agreement reached. American who made bomb threats against Jewish centers is apprehended. Man sexually assaults child, tries to claim it was a dog attack. Trans woman murdered in Baltimore. Alright, GOP suddenly supports big government data gathering. Alright, so I'm gonna go on. What up?
We're gonna have to follow that one too and see if it gets through the House.
Oof.
Yeah.
Let me go to the fucking, the LGBT, news update from lavendermedia.com and see what in the holy heck darn is going on over there. I'll tell you what, we'll catch you back on the other side.
It's now time for Big Gay News, brought to you by Lavender Media. This is Andy Lean in Minneapolis, and here are your headlines for Monday, March 27th, 2017. First up, Big Gay News from Wisconsin. Major League Baseball's first active out gay player, David Denson, retires from baseball. Outsports reports that David Denson, the only publicly out gay player in Major League or Minor League Baseball, has retired, announcing his departure from the game on Monday, March 20th. An outfielder in the Milwaukee Brewers system, Denson said that he has plans to pursue a career as a personal trainer and athletic trainer based in Ontario, California, after he came to the realization that his feelings weren't in the game anymore. Denson did write on his Facebook page that he wanted to thank his fans and friends for all the support and love he's received over the years, but is excited about the new path his life is taking. Next up, jailing of gay Ivorian man stokes fears in LGBT safe haven. Thomson Reuters Foundation News reports that although the Ivory Coast does not explicitly criminalize homosexuality, its public indecency laws singles out homosexual acts and relations, and the recent jailing of two gay men for 3 months has sent shivers through the LGBTI community. The city of Abidjan has been a fairly tolerant spot for GLBT people, with not many hiding their relationships at gay bars or in their own neighborhoods in what is generally considered to be a refuge for GLBTI people within the country and around the general region of that part of Africa. Many in the gay rights groups have hopes that officials in the Ministry of Justice will consider changing the public indecency laws such that they are no longer to single out homosexual acts or relationships, but acknowledge that there is still much to be done in changing the attitudes of people in the Ivory Coast regarding sexual minorities. Next up, Germany to officially pardon 50,000 gay men convicted under Nazi-era law criminalizing homosexuality. The Independent reports that Germany is to officially pardon 50,000 men convicted under a Nazi-era law criminalizing homosexuality that continued to be enforced after the Second World War. The law, known as Paragraph 175, was used by Hitler's governments to send homosexuals to their deaths in the concentration camps, but was not dropped from the books after the fall of the Third Reich until Angela Merkel's conservative cabinet and the center-left Social Democrats approved a bill to grant the pardons on March 22nd. Monetary compensation will likely be given for each conviction, along with extra compensation for every year of jail time that the convicted men started, although it will exclude men convicted of homosexual activities involving children or for acts that involve threats or violence. For our final story, 10,000 booklets issued to football stewards to tackle anti-LGBT abuse. Pink News reports that football stewards throughout England have been issued with pocket guides to dealing with homophobia. Coming on the heels of some 402 incidents reported to the body last year, with 68 of those being homophobic, biphobic, or transphobic in nature, the booklets are part of a new push to combat such incidents by Kick It Out's Call Full-Time on Hate campaign. The booklets contain information on how to deal with those forms of discrimination and explains the role of safety officers and stewards in preventing abuse on and off the playing field. That's it for today. Thanks to Linda Raines for compiling the stories. I'm Andy Lean in Minneapolis. Join us and tweet your take on today's stories on Twitter at the handle Big Gay News.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit, because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Podcast, Negroes Doing Negro Stuff, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam.
So, am I the only one who was, like, saddened by that big gay news report about clearing men of homosexual crimes from Nazi Germany? Like, they're pardoning people from the 1940s, and we're still trying to criminalize it right now here. Like, shit's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, which, even though what they're doing is just symbolic.
It is symbolic, but, like, damn. At least they pretended to learn.
Now, this individual was 38 years old and was murdered via gunshot wounding in Baltimore early Wednesday morning. Transgender woman Alfonso Watson. It's a quote from the Baltimore police spokesman T.J. Smith. At the time, we don't have a lot to go on. What we know is that there was apparently some sort of argument that took place. End quote. Watson was shot in the stomach at about 4:15 a.m. and taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital, where she was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Witnesses told police they heard someone yelling for help, followed by gunshots. Two men were running away before getting into a dark-colored vehicle. The LGBTQ advocacy group GLSEN Baltimore released a statement about Watson's death on the Facebooks, announcing safe spaces for community members who need to grieve. And this will be continuing. You found this one. I didn't do any of this show prep. I just got back here and just you know, cut hair, shaved and shit, and all right, yeah, so you found this one. You know what? Let's just let's go over to where I would normally dadgum son of a brisket.
Indeed.
Go to where I would normally get my some of my like straight show news. Mm. And let's see, I have trans killed, trans attacked, and trans murdered. Which is these are the fucking shits I gotta follow. Mm. Vigil held to mourn a woman murdered in Baltimore. All right, so there's a vigil, of course, a string of murders. Yeah, a lot of these, because so many are happening in such a quick succession that we know of, mm-hmm. A lot of these are mostly like count-ups. So just like the, you know, it's more like an adding to the list sort of thing.
Yeah. Which, and the one that you just read, she's allegedly the eighth, but I'm sure the number is much higher. Like, I can't believe there's only been 8 trans women killed so far this year. Because, you know, trans misogyny is a thing.
All right, and of course there was that white woman that carried on tradition, lied, said 3 black men kidnapped and raped her. The shit got funky, and and she might go to jail for it. It'll be a slap on the wrist. She'll be fine. She'll come back, live her life practicing white supremacy, doing what she does. She's from Texas. Her name is Brianna Harmon Talbot. And white supremacy and white feminism will take care of her. She will be fine. Mm-hmm. Science, do you use spinach to grow heart tissue? All right. All right, that's going on.
Really fucking cool. Really?
A team of researchers just demonstrated that spinach leaves may be able to grow a heart. In a paper published Wednesday, researchers from the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, WPI, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Arkansas State University Jonesboro detailed how they used spinach leaves to grow heart tissue. Since spinach leaves have a vascular system similar to the human vascular system, researchers pushed a detergent solution through the spinach's veins, stripping it of its plant cells and leaving behind the structure that keeps those cells in place. They also filled the spinach veins with human cells that line blood vessels. When human cardiomyocytes, heart muscle cells, derived from pluripotent stem cells were implanted onto the spinach leaf capillaries, carried all the necessary blood and nutrients to the cardiomyocytes after 5 days on the leaf. Now, the cardiomyocytes had received enough nutrients and grown strong enough to contract like a muscle and continued to contract for 21 motherfuck days.
Pretty fucking awesome, right?
Don't let Dick Cheney find out about this.
Oh, God.
Shit, man.
Yeah, but then they'll get their funding.
Ah, shit. Tell the Koch brothers. Fuck it. Adapting abundant plants that farmers have been cultivating for thousands of years for use in tissue engineering could solve a host of problems, limiting the field. That's a quote from Glenn Gaudette, a professor of biomedical engineering at WPI and corresponding author of the paper, in a statement. So far, researchers have achieved similar results in parsley, artemisia, anoir, and that's a sweet wormwood, and peanut hairy roots. Ew. That sounds like some redneck's nickname. That peanut Harry Roots, man, he the best at playing t-ball and kickball.
Oh my God, really?
You give him 4 or 5 beers, man, he'll show you how it's done.
Woo.
Peanut Harry Roots. And even found that some plants have better networks than others. For now, the WPI team is still working to create a vascular network for the outflow of blood and fluids from human tissue and studying how human cells grow while they are attached to and nourished by plant-based scaffolds. Quote from Gaudette again, we have a lot more work to do, but so far, this is very promising.
It is very promising. Of course, it's not going to be accessible to poor people because fuck poor people, but you know. It's okay.
I mean, when it hits the market, are they going to call it Popeye? Are they going to call it Popeye?
No.
No?
No.
If they have it like in a... Or if they sell some like liquid form of it, are they going to call it olive oil?
Oh my God, no.
All right.
Are you going to try to get a Bluto joke in there too?
I couldn't remember his name. Bluto, that fucking creepy rapist.
Whew.
Just fuck them all.
Basically.
God damn it. Oof, Jesus Christ. All right, back to your Facebook notes. What, you saw something you wanted to do?
Oh, go down that, did you see the mosque one?
What is this? What the fuck is happening? Jesus Christ. WineCellarMedia.com. Come look at this shit. All right, so now let's go on down to Fort Collins, Colorado. I'll tell you what. Some community members gathered outside the local Islamic Center.
That woman stole the soundboard, because...
Nah, this is a different soundboard.
Damn.
Yeah, that was the Blog Talk soundboard.
Islamic!
Right? Yeah, I fucking...
That's fucking horrible.
I do not remember where I fucking kept that one. Like, it might be in the show opener folder. That shit, man. Like, I just want to hear the whole fucking rant again.
Oh, God.
Like, she went the fuck off on that shit. She was letting them niggas know what time it was.
Yeah, like, it's like Jesus time.
Folks might remember that. I think that was, oh, man, what, like, fall of 2015? You know, no. It was whenever the Supreme Court said... Let them gay folks go on and get a marriage license, I tell you what. And she went on her, she recorded herself a Facebook video, and she was not none pleased, and Becky got to crying, she was weeping Jesus blood out her tears, I tell you what. You think she wasn't?
It was a fantastic clip, especially the Islamic part, because every time I see the word Islamic, I hear her voice in my head.
Yep, oh, here you go.
Oh, you have it?
Think so. Let's see. I just gosh darn it might.
Uh-oh.
Right, I have so many fucking applications.
Islamic! Islamic! Islamic.
Gosh, she was so angry.
Oh, man.
Islamic.
They're not just Muslims, Obama. They're Islamic.
Now, see, I wonder what she would do now that we have a, what the fuck is it? Islamicist, Islamofascist, what the fuck ever Alex Jones be saying? Like, back then, they were just Muslims. Now they're jihadi, hijabist, Islamicists or something.
Climate changes.
Climate changes. Islamicists.
That nigga said climate changes. That is an ideology.
Everybody knows that.
All right. So we're in Fort Collins, Colorado. And community members, they gathered outside a local Islamic center Sunday evening to show solidarity after a vandal targeted the Muslim house of worship earlier in the day. Quote from Senator John Kefalas, and is also the president of the Islamic Center, Tafiq Abu Elial. He read the same in Spanish and Arabic, and he said, no matter where you are from, we're glad you're our neighbor. That's how he talks.
That's not how he talks.
That's the only way he ever talks. That's how he talks to his kids. That's how the fuck he talks to his kids, nigga. You know that shit?
That's how he says, like, put your clothes in the hamper.
Put your clothes in the hamper. That's how he talks to his kids.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
No.
I said you kids could have the Keebler cookies. Who ate the Mint Milanos? Your mother will be mad. That's how he talks.
That's how he talks. Ain't nobody talk like that.
All the time.
Ain't nobody every talk day. Like
That's
that.
The only way he's ever talked.
Nobody talks like that.
He's a talking talker that says words.
That is indeed what you do, shit talker.
Machine gun shit talker. The damage was first discovered when people arrived for the first prayer of the day at about 5:30 in the a.m. God damn!
That is some fucking dedication, nigga.
And it's not like I'm not up at that time, but if I was religious, I'd worship the sun because I can see it, and it ain't up yet.
Oh, it'll be up in the summer. Just wait.
That was some ill shit. When I first landed in Illinois, I landed here in July. And what I think it was like 5:15 a.m. And I was like, it's fucking purple outside. Is it morning now? Is that how Illinois works?
Yes.
And I looked at my smart device. You know, when you move to another part of the satellite, the time automatic, like the time changed during the plane ride on my smart device. So, yeah, like that shit. The Midwest is weird, folks. But I guess they did that for the fucking farmers.
Yeah.
So the farmers can be out at 5:15 in the a.m.
Yeah.
Tilling.
Yeah.
The internet ain't got no till. All right.
Really?
So 5:30 a.m. they're praying for some reason. Several large rocks were thrown through glass doors and into the prayer room. And a Bible was thrown... What? Okay, rewind. Several large rocks were thrown through the glass doors into the prayer room, and a Bible was thrown through the broken glass.
He was just trying to convert them and teach them about the love of Jesus.
Turn on my cognitive dissonance, because I don't want to believe this is true. Because... Because I'm always like, nah, these people are just cruel and they're fucked up and they just like to do mean shit. He's like, you will convert.
or die, which is a level of cruelty.
You know what? Yeah. Which, again, they're dominionists. Okay, it's not my cognitive dissonance. Okay, I'm back. I'm cool. All right. Woo! That was weird. He threw the Bible through the... And yeah, I'm saying he because most likely, let's not bullshnarz ourselves... Abel Eliela said he reviewed the center's security footage and saw a man trying to break into the center using a screwdriver. When the man was unsuccessful, he began pelting the building with rocks. The man threw several rocks through the glass with such force that they left scuff marks on the wood paneling on the opposite side of the prayer room. Quote, anything he could get a hold of, he wanted to damage. Thank God he didn't burn the building down. End quote. The incident comes in the wake of acts of vandalism at mosques around the country in recent months. And that boy in Canada that got his shooting gun out. Mm. Let's not forget that feller.
Yeah.
And including incidents of arson that damaged a mosque in Florida and destroyed another in Texas. After Sunday's vandalism, the Council on American Islamic Relations released a statement in which it called for authorities to investigate the incident as a hate crime. Fort Collins police officer Dustin Ware said the department has assigned a detective to the investigation, which is ongoing. The incident has not been identified as a bias-motivated crime. Really?
Right, right.
The nigga busted up a Muslim joint and left the most obvious evidence possible on purpose.
Yeah.
Higa, jiga, bliga,
flyga. Too early to rule it out. We don't have all the facts yet. Let us conduct an investigation and get all the facts.
So, like, fucking... Like, so if I fucking break windows and shit at fucking Drake's house, and then I throw 90s rap CDs in there on the ground, you know what? Consider that a legitimate hate crime. I hate these new rap niggas.
Drake is not a rap nigga. He's a fucking pop star.
Yeah.
He's like a pop singer.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like how manufactured these niggas are. They're fucking boy bands. Like, they're fucking too polished, man. You're supposed to come out gritty and develop as an artist in front of your audience. We like that shit. Like, fucking give me raw vegetables that I have to fucking wash and cut and prepare. You know, like, I want the whole process of that. Like, don't give me that fucking prepackaged shit. I didn't go to the restaurant and order vegetables you already cooked. I want organic. All right, we want organic. Like, these are GMO rappers. That's what it is. We have a generation of GMO rappers.
These are GMO rappers. I want organic.
Yeah.
All right, nigga.
Yeah, that GMO rappers. Yeah.
Are you going to put those organic vegetables on your Snoop?
Generic music operators, GMO rappers.
Why? All right. Why are you like this as a person?
My mother and my grade 3 teacher, Mrs. Columbo, fucking socialist, my fucking taxpayer-funded teacher,
yeah,
is part of why I'm like this. Like this?
Okay, yeah, like this.
Back to your Facebookery notes.
What
did Raymond Loco say? He said, silly bird, you don't know how to swim. Silly fish, you don't know how to fly. What are you talking about? Raymond, what is happening? Wait, oh, I guess it's a quote. Who is he quoting?
I don't know who that is, but it sounds like a can't we all just get along thing.
It sounds like one of your books you like so much.
Maybe you don't even know what the fuck I'd be reading.
I know it's one of your books you be reading all the dadgummit time. Personally, I think that is Jadena, and I'm pretty sure it's from Bully of the Earth, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about?
Thank you, Google.
That wasn't Google. That was Yahoo.
Thank you, Yahoo Search.
Dadgummit, Google gave money to Hillary Clinton and hid search terms on her. They filter a lot of her shit out. The sex workers fucking podcast I listened to, they mentioned that in passing.
Because she said
I was researching, and they kind of co-host each other, but one of them is the producer. So the producer was like, oh, you Googled it? She said, no, I Binged it. Oh, I forgot, you Bing it. That's right, Google filters out too much shit. I Bing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I like, for the most part, I Bing and I Yahoo. You know, I may Google, but I like to Bing it, and I like to... I'm saving these for white-on-white crime. I don't know what the fuck you thought.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put them on the website yet.
Yeah, two meanwhile in Florida joints that are for that ass, I tell you what. Because I'm telling you, some people are royalty. That's all you need to know. Get ready for white-on-white crime coming up.
It's going to be good.
That white woman is royal.
She's... In a Dolezal kind of way.
All right, this fucking guy.
Mm.
Again, this is... I don't even... What? Okay, and I played this before the program. I kind of wish I had... All right, so... Representative Corey Williams. These guys are in Oklahoma. They are McPublicans. And I guess they're going over a, they're going over one of those bills where it's like, we don't like the Planned Parenthood or something like that.
Yeah, that was George Fox.
Yeah, okay, so it's House Bill 1549, which restricts abortion. What? How come it won't let me open the bill in another tab? What is happening? You see how it's opening? Yeah. Oh, I bet it's because I have ad blocker on. Yeah, well, I'm not going to turn it off. Ha ha ha.
It was HB what?
House Bill 1549. Right? And they get into a bit of a back and forth. I'll tell you what. Now the state state representative George Faught, that's his actual name, Faught. He's a sponsor of the bill, and then the Democrat guy, which I mean, low hanging fruit. This is where Democrats have it easy. When talking to Republicans about shit like this, especially like isolated Republicans that don't have to worry about being TV trained.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
HB 1549 would prohibit a person from intentionally performing or attempting to perform an abortion with knowledge the pregnant patient is seeking abortion solely because the fetus has been diagnosed with Down syndrome or another viable genetic abnormality. Any person or physician who violates this provision would be liable for damages and have their medical license revoked.
You know what?
The bill also allows for civil action to be brought against a pregnant patient or the parent or legal guardian of the patient if the abortion has been performed in violation of the act. If passed, would go into effect November 1st. And let's see.
We need activist doctors that'll just put it down on the paper and just be like, oh, she would have died if she carried a term.
Yeah.
We need some activist doctors.
And of course, this is one of those no exception things. So, even if the, you know, life of the parent is at risk, doesn't matter. Rape, incest doesn't matter as usual. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what. All right, so that's going on, right? So that's their fucking bill. And I mean, and there is a conversation. I'm not in it because I don't know enough, not well versed enough, and not affected enough. But you know, I've seen folks have like conversations around ableism around that, right? Like with aborting because of those reasons, you know. But for me, it's still fucking a. She don't want to carry the term.
Yeah, if someone doesn't want to carry the term, you can't make them. But there's also, like, a larger conversation, too. It goes beyond ableism of going, okay, I understand I'm pregnant and this child has, you know, Down syndrome or something like that. But I also am poor and I live in a state that is restricting Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security benefits and all these other things. And I can't afford this child and foster care doesn't care about these kids.
Fetus.
So that is also part of the conversation, too, that Republicans don't want to have. They're like, well, you can't kill the baby just because of a, you know, genetic abnormality. It's like, but you also won't make sure that this fetus becomes an adult
and with that's genetic. That's what, know? I don't remember seeing in the conversation around the ableism was the class analysis. You know,
well, like, I mean, honestly, though, it goes beyond class because even people who have money still fuck up because they are not prepared for the emotional stress and the mental stress and like, you know, where do we live that we're in the right school district and do we have family support? Do we have community support? Mm. Like nobody prepares you for those things. You just have, you know, you have the fetus and then you give birth and you're like, well, it's here now, deal with it. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, you know, that's very rarely part of the conversation and should be if we're actually going to have the fucking conversation.
Yeah. I'm going to, After I shaved and cut my hair, I looked in the mirror. I was like, I should take a picture of myself and remind folks I'm turning 34 this year. Learn about it.
Fucking young ass looking.
Yeah. Well, fuck with that melanin, homie. Yeah. Right? And fucking yesterday, I smoked cigarettes and drank Skol vodka, and I look like this.
Okay? Put it that way.
All right, I gotta give folks the full context. All right, so these guys are they're getting it popping back and forth in the I guess you can call this the debate session, or really the questioning, really just the sort of hammering it out. This is basically the politics. This is politics happening. All right, so Corey Williams and your main man George Fott. Corey Williams is the person questioning.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, is rape the will of God?
He just goes right in. He starts with that. Don't laugh.
Well, I mean,
I get it. Yeah, like it was abrupt.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't fucking ready.
It was like he just flew right in there.
You like, know, and because it's the like it's like that awkward thing because he's being very honest, but not being socially acceptable because he is being so honest.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you don't want this, you know, you don't want certain people protected. So why is that? Let's talk about it. And blatantly fucking ask. It's like, ah!
All right. And excuse the YouTube volume. This is the loudest. I have this shit turned all the fuck way up. Huh, I wonder if I could get more purchase out of it if I do that. See what happens. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, is rape the will of God?
Okay. That should be easy to answer, George. And this dude, like, he is leaning on thin air. He is so relaxed talking about the will of God on these woman ladies. All right? Like, he is leaning on nothing. He's chilling so hard.
Yeah.
All right, George Fott.
He's like, I'm glad you asked. Let me explain Jesus to you.
And he will. Damn, he has a Christian man haircut. All right.
Anti.
Well, you know, if you read the Bible, there's actually a couple of circumstances where that happened.
All right. If you read the Bible, there's a couple circumstances where it happened. If it happened and it's in the Bible, therefore it is be good.
I would also like to point out, he said a couple. Nigga.
Huh.
They fought entire wars and took back women as sex slaves by the thousands.
Yeah, but the thousands ended in an even number, which made it divisible by two. So that makes it a couple that happened.
You just keep dividing it down until you get two. Yeah. Okay.
So it was a couple.
That's how Republicans math. Suddenly it all makes sense.
There you go. I mean, look, he's from District 14, so he's from a couple seven. All right.
And the Lord uses all circumstances.
All right. The Lord uses all circumstances. Whatever happened. The Lord gonna get in there. Yeah, he watched it happen, and he was like, after that man is done sinning, I'm gonna turn it into a blessing. You just wait, I know it hurts, Miss Lady, but I am God.
Yeah, and you know, enjoy the pregnancy, enjoy the labor. Yeah. Might kill you, but you know, fucking blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings hurt sometimes.
That's a heavy quote. Blessings hurt sometimes. That's a snarky t-shirt if I ever seen one.
The Christian church is very, very good at justifying human suffering, particularly for women.
Well, yeah, for people that are already in there, that's why they gotta get you young. They can't say that shit to me. They couldn't do that shit to me when I was 14 years old. What the fuck are you talking about? Rapture. Wrap these nuts, nigga. Fucking rapture. What the fuck is this bullshit? Everybody's gonna disappear. Get the fuck out of here. All right, here we go. George Fott. Here, I'll go ahead and give him a running start. All right, let him answer.
Circumstances where that happened, and the Lord uses all circumstances. I mean, you know, you can go down that path, but you know, it's a reality, unfortunately.
All right, and then he took his microphone down. It's a reality, unfortunately, you know. The Lord got to do what he got to do. All right, and then your little Democrat homeboy Corey comes back on him. What up?
I also appreciate the fact that he's, like, not even upset about that. He's like, well, you know, it just happens. That's life. Women get raped. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, but rape culture doesn't exist.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is incest the will of God?
Yo, Corey has very specific questions.
I like Corey.
That's right. And he's from District 34, just a couple 17.
He should give Corey lessons to Booker.
I mean, his last name is Williams. Yep, I tell you what.
Just saying.
All right, so he just asked if incest is the will of God. All right, back to George.
Same answer. Doesn't deal with this bill.
Wait, you're putting restrictions on abortion.
Oh, man.
Incest, which typically is probably rape, coercion, that whole business.
Yeah.
Is a reason to get an abortion.
Yeah.
It has to do with this bill, George.
Yep.
Jorge.
He does not get to be Jorge.
Why not? He can't be Jorge?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Is he curious?
He is a very curious George.
He is curious. Look, he probably thinks that's a banana he's holding. Like, when does this end so I could eat?
Probably.
I don't want to eat. He gonna ask that woman sitting down, will you peel it for me?
See, he's not actually looking at Jesus. He's looking at the man in the yellow hat from across the room.
You know, this is a very low quality camera that they recorded this with, and I can still see how unamused a woman in the background is.
Mm.
She is not feeling it. And her face is heavily pixelated, and I can see through the Nintendo graphics that she is not feeling it. All right.
Gentleman's recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With all due respect, I think it absolutely is on point. You won't make any exceptions for rape. You won't make any exceptions for incest in this. And you are proffering a divine intervention as the...
Is proffering a word?
Yes.
What is that? What is proffering?
I believe it is a synonym for offering or suggesting.
All right. Thank you.
Divine intervention as the reason why you won't do that. And so I think it is very important this body wants to know, myself, personally, whether you believe rape and incest are actually the will of God.
You know, it's a great question to ask.
What the fuck
kind of response?
That's a great question to ask. Ask this hair question. What is this? Okay, I'm just going to open that in the other tab. And for silly time as we close out, because we will have to close out. All right, we are an hour and 11 minutes. All right.
And obviously, if it happens in someone's life,
yeah,
may not be the best thing that ever happened.
May not be the best thing.
Not the best. May not be
necessarily the worst thing. It's just the thing.
Jesus Christ. Fuck it, like, may not be the best thing. He makes it sound like fucking you peed your pants in school, and that is exactly like rape and incest, which is also just fucking domestic rape, if you will. All right.
You know, but...
No, nigga, I don't know.
You know. Like, he should have said, nah, mean. Like, he really should have just busted a nah, mean on him.
Happened? You know, but so you're saying that God is not sovereign with every activity that happens in someone's life and can't use anything and everything in someone's life, and I disagree with that.
All right, so that's going on.
I would also point out with this too, they are dead ass having a discussion about the will of Jesus in the fucking state house. Discussing women's rights, discussing reproductive rights, discussing abortion. They are dead ass having a discussion about what the will of Jesus is. So, what is so terrifying about Sharia law again? Where they make laws based on the will of God?
What, Sharia law? There are no laws on no dadgum Sharia law. You just making up stuff, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this just... All right, so we're at the end of the program. We're just going to goof around a little bit and tie this thing off. So I just... video was playing, this came up as a suggestion.
You said on CNN yesterday, you said that not...
Okay, wait, when was this uploaded? Oh, this is from December last year.
That's bullshit.
But it is Marsha Blackburn.
Just listen to the way you're sounding.
My goodness.
Not all refugees entering the United States are vetted. So we reached out to the State Department about that, and I want to read you part of their statement. They said 100% of refugees admitted to the United States are vetted through a highly rigorous process that involves multiple federal agencies, security, and law enforcement. While no security screening program can guarantee a 100% success rate, the vast majority of refugees who have cleared the current security screening regime for admission to the United States have proven to be peaceful additions to our society. So is the State Department wrong here?
I think you can look at statements that have been...
Did you notice as he's reading that, she gets less and less amused and just stopped blinking for like 2 fucking minutes?
She
just stopped fucking blinking. She's like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, man.
State Department wrong here?
I think you can look at statements that have been made by Jay Johnson. Statements from DHS, indeed a September memo that DHS, an internal memo that came out that points to problems and concerns with the lack of vetting. Indeed.
Yeah, I noticed that a smile starts to build when she thinks she's nailing it.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I got this. You thought she had me, I got you.
Let's see, that's his papa. She looks like a My Buddy doll. All right. My buddy.
Oh my gosh.
My
she's
buddy.
Fucking kid sister grown up to be a fucking. Oof.
Oh man.
Representative, we don't know all the details.
Representative, I just want to be clear about one thing.
I just want to see her argue with Mika Brzezinski for like an hour.
Mika Brzezinski would not entertain her for an hour.
She might hit her.
Yeah.
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 I think Mika Brzezinski's family be catching bodies. Like, fucking. Right? Like, I'm pretty sure her father has put in work. All right, here we go.
I'm not surprised.
Vetting can be imperfect, but to say it's not happening is a completely different thing. Any refugee entering the United States has been vetted. Things can be missed, but that doesn't mean that they're not being vetted.
We know that even go back to the interrogator for KSM, and he even talks about how KSM is talking about wanting to use the refugee program. You can look at Secretary Johnson's statements about, we don't know a lot about the Syrian refugees.
Did she just like change subjects within the subject because she didn't know where she was going with that one?
Yeah, because she repeated herself and then went somewhere else with the thing she repeated. Because it started off, we're going to talk about KSM, but then the thing is that we're talking about KSM. And that means that...
And this person that I can't name said this thing...
That I don't remember.
I'm gonna vaguely paraphrase. And Secretary Johnson? There we go. Now I thought of a name.
...that are coming into the country. Those that are coming from war-torn areas. And that was a statement that he...
You know that's your accent. That's like, war-torn areas. Don't try to fix
it. Is it? I thought she was from, like, the north.
Oh, no, she's from, she's Tennessee.
She was a fucking Uber.
No, Blackburn is Confederate. You can't hear it?
Dude, she has fucking, you remember the further north you go, the farther south you get? She has fucking white trash, northern, hardcore northern accent, where it's like that very, like, perky, like, listen to the way you're sounding.
Oh, she sounds way like country to me. But then again, that's because she's probably been, like, being a yellow-headed southern white woman, she was probably socialized to behave like the Belle. Like the Belle, actually. All right.
He made in October of 2015, and then to not pause this program until we can say we have a process in place where we are going to be able to know who is coming into this country. I think that it is our responsibility to know who is coming into our country. Ronald Reagan said, if you cannot control your borders, you can't control your country.
I like the fact that he made a point and she goes, yeah, I know, and then talked completely around the point like he didn't actually make the point. He goes, well, there's a difference. I want to be very clear. There's a difference between not vetting and saying there have been mistakes made in vetting, but vetting is still happening. So yeah, we know that. So the thing is that we're not vetting. That's basically what the fuck just happened.
What the fuck is going on with Marsha Blackburn? You know, and I follow her on Facebook. She doesn't post often enough. Mm. All right, back to Rick Wiles again.
She's too busy butchering hogs or something, right?
Oh, no, nah, that was,
Jody Ernst. Yeah. Joni?
Oh, damn, now I can't remember.
Oh, fucking Ernst. That Ernst
yeah,
person.
Yeah, fucking Ernst. The person who fucking congratulated herself with a rape joke after she, won her election. So, yeah, back to... again, this Rick Wiles guy, this is not a guy that I usually cover, but, you know, twice now in, like, a week.
One statement that...
Whoa, that's loud. Holy... Dupa-dupa-floopa-dabble. Everybody knows you a colored man doing dark-skinned brother things. All right. That was a little loud. I came in hot.
Mr. Montgomery made is, or at least through Mr. Klayman, is that the CIA and Barack Obama manipulated the votes in Florida in the 2008 election to...
Did you know that? He manipulated the votes in Florida.
Well, it is Florida. It's probably not that hard.
Election night 2012, that creepy, eerie feeling that came over me, like something really dark and sinister just happened today.
Did Jesus tell you that?
No.
All of their corruption cannot overcome the will of the people. And they're shocked by it. They're in a state of shock. Because they were certain they had manipulated enough states that the vote would be in favor of Hillary Clinton.
And so their attempts now to delegitimize President Trump, to scour him, to do whatever they can in order to say he is not the president. He's the president only because, you know, some mistake or some influence by a foreign power.
That's right. According to...
Now, you know, and that's a critique I make of the Democrats, but I actually mean it. Like, they're just like, but I like my Donald Trump, but my guy. Mm-hmm. Rick Wiles, I tell you what. Now, they're going to make some sense here.
Larry Klayman.
Yeah, okay.
Under grants of immunity...
Uh-oh, whoops.
We didn't bring this up yesterday, but it's also a $300 million yacht that's within access of for Barack Obama on that island he's at.
You know that?
What is happening?
He's... Obama has a... He's on an island.
Okay.
Because he's hiding.
It's owned by David Geffen. He is a DreamWorks founder and was a major donor in both the 2008 and 2012
campaigns.
We pull
operations all the time and snatch people out of places all the time. They can't fucking find Obama?
No, they can't find Obama. Nigga, black people are fast. You can't just... That long-legged nigga, you think you just gonna catch that motherfucker? You seen him without a shirt on? That motherfucker fit.
Well, he is Kenyan.
Yes.
Yes.
Kenyan Muslim.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, you can just stop him when he stops to pray for those five times a day, though, because he is a Muslim.
Why didn't they think of that? Yo, you better go work on that fucking Trump administration, get that big-ass salary and fund the wine cellar. You only need, like, the salary for, like, 3 months. There's so much fucking money. Whew!
For President Obama.
So there's a yacht standing by?
Yes, a $300 million luxury yacht. This is one of those you can live
on. It's not just a yacht. It's a luxury yacht because other yachts are not luxury. Because lots of people...
I didn't even think of that. I was going somewhere else, but that's... that is the observation because other yachts are not luxury. My brain was thinking, it point out that it's a luxury yacht because the black man ain't supposed to have no damn luxury yacht. He can have a regular yacht, but not no luxury yacht.
Give that nigga a fucking canoe or some shit.
Now, he can have a Lamborghini, but that shit better be a 2004. Motherfucker.
Not a luxury. All right. Luxury yachts.
And he has access to a G6 jet, too.
In case he's got to get off the island, too.
Right.
What the fuck is this?
He's got his... He ain't no motherfucking G4. He got that Jay-Z shit, man. He got the G6. This is awesome.
I wonder what the extradition agreement is with the French Polynesia.
I actually looked into that this morning, Rick, and...
Where? How? He looked into that this morning, Rick. All right.
Since they're still considered under French jurisdiction, there is extradition that exists between the U.S. and France, of course. And so if there was
some sort of problem. So hold on.
He's on French jurisdiction.
This nigga has a G6 jet in case he's got to escape the island. He has a luxury yacht, not a regular yacht, a luxury yacht.
Yeah.
But he still went somewhere where he could get extradited any damn ways because it's owned by France.
Yeah. Niggas in Paris.
They could extradite, someone from French Polynesia. But keep in mind that he's only about an hour flight from Togo and Vanuatu. There is no extradition between those islands.
Got it. That's the real reason they want global warming to exist. Because Togo's going to be underwater in a couple years with them fucking rising sea levels. Togo's a little ass island out in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah? Oh, what does it have, like little black people on it or something?
Yeah, but.
I mean, I guess you'd call them people of color, but they're probably African.
I don't know.
I've never heard of this place.
Oh, Togo is like, the people on Togo look a lot like Pacific Islanders. So, like, Samoans? Kind of, like, to get, like, a general.
And Europeans are going to drown them because they need to drive fast.
Oh, they already are. They're already, like, the Marshall Islands is already almost entirely underwater. So that's the real reason for global warming. They just don't want him to be able to escape to Togo.
There you go. That's why you got to keep it going. Keep burning them fossil fuels.
The U.S. And with a G6 jet, you can go anywhere in the world.
And what about a yacht in international waters?
Well, you're pretty much free at that point.
A good point.
That's what I was thinking when you said the yacht was standing by.
I love how they'd be like, you're free if you're in international waters because the United States would never fucking bomb some nigga out the fucking sky with drones.
Shit, like they don't have a fuck. They like they probably don't have a fucking submarine that's been designed to not get picked up on radar sitting in international waters.
I mean, and it's funny because wasn't it Obama who understands these things innately because he's the one who sent in SEAL Team 6 to another country for a midnight raid to kill somebody?
See, man, and that's that fucking human, not human beings, man, but like Europeans did influence other human beings this way with this fucking, it's not just imperialism on fucking nation states and shit, it's on everything and creature.
Yeah.
Like, international waters, get the fuck out of there and leave that to the whales and dolphins and whatever the fuck is out there.
But I want to own it.
Fuck.
I want my luxury yacht in it.
Like, I'll never forget when I saw them with a fucking shrimp on a treadmill. That is always in my head. Fuck, and it's just like, leave stuff alone, white people.
No, they won't. They can't.
Nah, they gotta play with everything.
Fucking children who have to touch everything. It's my toy.
You simply go out into international waters and wait.
Right.
We're sitting on top of the biggest scandal in the history of this nation.
All right, I'm just going to do it because logical, can't fucking help myself. So if he's going to sit out in the middle of international waters indefinitely, that nigga not finna starve to death. He don't need water. He has an indefinite amount of supplies. I swear to fucking God, these fucking people. Oh my God. Oof.
What's ugh?
Ugh, these people.
You don't like these people?
No, I don't like these fucking people.
These people are the shit, man.
No. Wait, when is... Oh, that's from the... Yeah, you saw that bogus-ass Alex Jones apology.
Oh, about the... Oh, Pizzagate, man. He's fucking weak for that, man. You're fucking Alex Jones. You stick by your goofy bullshit.
I want to know what his fans are saying, though. Like, are they mad at him? Like, I want to know. Or are they like, the man has gotten to him. He had to apologize. He was forced. Some shit. I don't fucking know.
Got to apologize. That boy was forced to do it.
He understands more and more now that, no, the NSA is being used to spy on you, sir. So now he's got a few areas. He's not been very computer technical. He has like idiot, savant, regular people skills. And those...
I think we went over this one before. So I think I remember saying, like, did Alex Jones just use he just used ableism to compliment Trumpelstiltskin. We did cover that one.
We did.
Man, folks, the show should have been over. We're just fucking sitting here being silly.
Yeah. We're entitled.
But here's the key.
Here's the key.
Paul Watson links to the... foreign affairs particular article I'm talking about. There's another one. The criminal is starting to worry about Trump. I'm going to read these articles in entirety on air today. In fact, I almost got distracted by my guest. I have great guests that come on, but I may just clean the slate for guests today because I need to read.
How can he just clean his slate of guests today? He doesn't have them in the fucking waiting room. Like, these niggas not already there, showed up and ready, like, nah, y'all niggas gotta go home, we're gonna do it tomorrow.
Which, again, is only for globalists. You know, they put it out, only the establishment reads it, because they think you're too dumb to go read it. And they're like, oh, we're battling the war on truth, get your truth here. But now they realize the lies don't work. And so I see this in history only when they're about to execute.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what he did today. Oh, right? So this is what he did today. Right? March 27th, 2017. Ah, man, it's not Jones. It's that fucking...
Wait, what is that?
Alex Jones' apology to Comet Ping Pong owner.
The alien contactee. I just want to know what the fuck kind of person has that as a username. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody on YouTube... named themselves the alien contactee.
Oh, Alex Jones exposed. Okay.
Our commentary about what had
been... Really? So he... Yeah, because he fucking took his smartphone and recorded off the damn computer speaker.
No bueno.
Yeah, don't do that, young
man. I'm trying to remember the name of the people that were harassing me on Twitter yesterday.
People were harassing you on Twitter?
I know. I'd, like, be talking mad shit on Twitter, and then they just fucking,
Well, what'd they do?
Oh, they were really trying to defend Pizzagate, saying they have facts, and they linked me to a video of some guy. This was the fact, right? Are you ready?
Why?
According to self-styled internet investigators.
Woo!
I was like, oh, no, that's the fucking facts. Take it right there. That's your facts. I'm trying to... What the fuck was the name of this fucking group? Why the fuck can't I? It was something like Kill Bankers or some shit. Like, that was their Twitter handle and their website.
My gut, my spirit. The last few months, I've told you this, but intensifying. Evil's being let out of the pit right now. I can feel.
Now, this is what I wish I had time to cover when it was cracking off. This was when Alex Jones was beefing with Glenn Beck hard.
Feel it rising. And I can also feel good rising, the spirit of God coming back on the world as well. We are in very dangerous waters. And people like Donald Trump are only one manifestation of what's going on. He's obviously a guy, an alpha male that likes prosperity, loves this country.
An alpha male. I think he's got a lot of worldly
issues and problems, don't we all? The people that got a lot of...
I just turned up the instrumental on purpose, because I think it matches it so well.
Good. Also have a lot of bad. Our enemies are the people that don't have hardly any good, but have a bunch of bad. And I don't enjoy getting up here and attacking people like Glenn Beck. Let's get that straight. But I see manifest smoking evil. The guy's on fire with sniveling evil. To the spiritual level, I can see him, and I can see all of his fruits.
Sniveling evil? What, that you know it's sniveling evil? What are you talking about?
It's not very evil if it's sniveling, now, is it?
Yes, it is. I think that's probably his way of calling him effeminate.
Well, yeah, but you can't be weak and be evil, and they think effeminate is weak. One cannot be weak and be evil. You have to be a hyper-masculine homosexual.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing, because homosexuals are evil.
No, they're just misguided and possessed by a demon spirit.
That depends on what day it is for Alex Jones to say that. He'll say whatever the hell.
True.
And it's just a prancing demon. A Nelly feminine...
Really? Effeminate, Congress. You say?
He called him prancing and a Nelly. He really went with Nelly.
He did.
That fucker's... That's old school. But then keep in mind, he's in his 40s. He's going to be doing this shit for a while.
I keep praying hoping he's going to give himself a heart attack out here.
And I'll just be honest with you.
Nah, he won't, because all that anger shit, that's all fake. He's
I know, but still. Man.
Alright, I'll fucking kill that shit there. We got to wrap up our evening. I got to get ready to go back to the plantation. Huh?
I'm still trying to find that fucking...
What up?
That... Where, Ben Swan, that was his name that they linked me to. Oh. Yeah, we gotta do a fucking segment about him. He's fun.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Podcast. Oh shit, we went over 90 minutes on this one. Alright.
You're welcome.
So, fucking paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, be like Lydia Terry, who just signed up on the Wine Cellar Media Fund, and I still haven't got to putting those memes up with the link to the GoFundMe, which I have to do that because fucking I was expecting some sort of tax return, and thanks Obamacare, I didn't get it. Like, if they gotta have this, if we get single payer, then we're gonna get taxed for it, but don't do that shit on my tax return. Do it check by check like fucking Social Security. Do it check by check like everything else. Put it in fucking sales tax, but don't put that shit on fucking working people's, earned income credit tax refund. That's fucking horrible to do.
It is.
Yeah, because fucking working people are expecting that and planning for that. Hell, the only reason why working people do Christmas is because they know they're going to get it back on the EIC.
Yep.
And didn't happen. And I got to pay Illinois $306 or something like that.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So, folks, that GoFundMe is up $1,100. I be needing it. Thank you. The Wine Cellar. Since 2012. One of the first couple episodes we did was live while Sandy Hook was happening. Yeah, right? There's stories behind this podcast.
A lot of stories.
When you have of like 510 episodes, you're gonna have a lot of stories. And you can hit me, baby, one more time. My loneliness is killing me.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.